On a recent visit to an Osceola County Library branch, there were no visible signs to indicate that anything had changed, that the library had been turned over to a private company. But Osceola is the first, and so far the only, county library system in Florida to be privatized. Because of falling tax revenues, Osceola's six libraries had been running an annual deficit of $3 million for several years. On January 3rd, Maryland-based Library Systems and Services Incorporated, or LSSI, entered into a five-year contract to operate the Osceola libraries. Osceola County Commission Chairman John Quinones says before LSSI made its offer, the county was considering staff layoffs and possible branch closings.
We had talked about whether we would change hours of operation or whether we would downsize. And here we have the opportunity of really not doing that.
LSSI promised to save the county at least $2 million a year. The company said it will cut costs by consolidating payroll and other personnel services with its other operations. It runs 70 library systems in the U.S., most of them in California. The contract stipulates that LSSI keep all library staff at their current salaries for at least 6 months. Benefits, however, are a different matter because those workers are no longer county employees. Ed Kilroy, former director of the Osceola Library System, says there's already been an impact on the staff.
I mean, there are many people who were in Florida retirement system and they're no longer in it, so they lose that vesting. And some of the families have been unable to afford the new insurance packages that they've been offered.
Kilroy managed libraries for more than 30 years, including 8 years at the helm in Osceola County, before stepping down in 2009. He and other public library advocates worry that private companies, responsible primarily to their shareholders, don't have an incentive to invest in new materials and technology. They're also concerned that the company may cut back on library hours and services such as computer, art, and adult literacy classes and kids' learning programs. Faye Roberts is president of the Florida Library Association. She says the statewide group is also concerned about issues of accountability and transparency.
Who's in charge? Is it an elected official or is it someone whose primary focus as a private company would need to be on making a profit?
But Osceola Commission Chairman Quinones says the county's Library Advisory Board is still in place and will monitor any policy changes.
The county retains not only the assets, but the policy making of the library. So the county really did not lose anything in terms of how to run the library.
Quinones also points out that the county can cancel its contract with the company at any time for any reason with 3 months' notice. Still, some opponents, like Ed Kilroy, worry that the move toward private libraries fundamentally endangers one of America's oldest public institutions.
It is different in Europe and in parts of South America. You know, they had more of the paid library where you had to pay to use the library. So a public library is truly an American institution. And the community control of the library is part of that institution.
The company that's taking over Osceola's libraries, LSSI, declined to comment for this story, but the company has expressed interest in moving into other Florida markets. The Florida Library Association says with many municipalities looking for new ways to cut costs, private libraries may be on the way for other counties throughout the state. I'm Tom Parkinson, 90.7 WMFE News.